Hello, welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Marianne Penn, and Tony Stimson. We have more news items, information desk, and a second feature.
First, we have some news stories. Have you lost a penguin or a joint of beef? Keep listening to find out more. A giant penguin was among the items found during a clean-up of the River Yare. The initiative was organised between Suzuki Global and Brundle boat firm Marine Power. Teams made their way down the river with a second team walking the bank. Items ranging from glass bottles and plastic cups to the giant cuddly toy were found. Julian Grapes, sales manager of Marine Power, said, "It was great to see everyone come together to help clean up the stretch of river." To claim the giant penguin, contact Marine Power in Brundle.
A parkrun-style paddleboarding event is set to launch in Norwich, which will be the first in East Anglia. Norfolk Paddleboards have teamed up with charity Aqua Paddle to host a free 5-kilometre paddle through the city centre from the Red Lion in Bishopgate. The paddle will be an officially timed event, with crew members out on the water for safety. The first event will be held on June the 11th, and Norfolk Paddleboards hopes to run the event every Sunday at 10 a.m. There are 30 slots available for the first paddle, with 25 of those already filled. But this will grow as the paddle becomes more established. Lee Taylor started Norfolk Paddleboards in July 2020. He said, "It is wonderful for Norwich to bring the city a step closer to being a top destination for paddleboarding." Paddlers can register via Aqua Paddle website, and canoes are welcome. Norfolk Paddleboarding will also be launched its first shop within Snowfit on Hall Road, with half of the store converted into stocking paddleboards and merchandise from Norfolk Paddleboards and other brands.
A young Norwich City player received a surprise call from Canaries keeper Angus Gunn after he suffered a horror injury playing for his local team. City's under-11 academy goalkeeper Francis Abodlimi fractured both his knees when going to collect the ball during a match for his other team, Sproston Tigers. It is thought the injury will keep Francis, who lives in Beauthorpe and whose parents work at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, off the pitch for a year. When Gunn found out about the injury from academy coach Colin Watts, the Scotland international video-called Francis to send his best wishes. Mr. Watts, who's been part of City's youth system for more than 30 years, said Francis's injury was very rare given the way he did it. He added, "Normally it's a collision when going to a player's feet, but he was just dropping to collect the ball. To be honest, it couldn't have been worse. He was in hospital for 2 weeks, but he started a long period of rehabilitation and is determined to return between the posts as soon as possible."
Litter pickers couldn't believe what they were seeing after finding a fresh joint of premium meat in woodland on the outskirts of the city. Jerry Waring, who lives in Sproston, was part of a group litter picking in the woodland area behind Tesco in Blue Boar Lane on May the 21st. The co-op joint of beef, with a use-by date of May the 27th and worth £21.41, was found by another picker at the start of the day. Jerry said, "We were all baffled. Who buys a joint of beef for more than £20 and then dumps it? It couldn't have been there long because of the use-by date on. I think it may have been obtained by less than legitimate means and then thrown away. I'm not sure what happened to it. My friend took it away. So whether she went away to cook it or feed it to her dog, it's anyone's guess." The recently formed group have found many peculiar items in the area, including a car dashboard and shotgun cartridge casings. Mrs. Waring added, "It's frustrating because it's not hard to take your rubbish home."
A popular Norfolk TV presenter has announced he will be stepping back from his lead role at a major broadcaster. Jake Humphrey has announced he will be giving up his lead presenter position with BT Sports, but said it had been 10 wonderful years. The 44-year-old, who lives south of Norwich, is expected to present his last show for BT Sport in the Champions League final between Manchester City and Inter Milan on June the 10th. As a football fan, hosting Premier League matches, FA Cup games and European finals has meant the world to me, the Norwich City fan wrote on Twitter. I've loved being a very small part of a world-class production team. I also feel blessed to have shared the screen with legends of the game and incredible broadcasters who have become friends. Thank you all. Humphrey joined the broadcaster in 2013, having emerged from presenting children's television to become an established BBC sports presenter, fronting the Formula One coverage. The former Framingham Earl High School pupil has just gone on to establish his production company, Whisper Group, as well as the successful High Performance podcast.